Saturday, the fourth week of Lent. John chapter 7, verses 40 to 52. "Are you a Galilean too?" Poor old Nicodemus, the one-time night visitor to Jesus, the Pharisee, the one to whom the quintessential gospel was revealed in John 3:16, "God so loved the world," etc. Nicodemus merely asked a reasonable question. Surely the law does not pass judgment upon a man without giving him a hearing and discovering what he is about. He gets short shrift. Jesus is from Galilee. He can't be the Messiah. Of course, they don't know the facts, but in the best traditions of the tabloid press, never let the facts interfere with your prejudice. What the enemies of Jesus want is not a trial, but a conviction. The last thing they want is to give him a platform. It is in the nature of tyranny to be unwilling to listen to the other and terrified of convincing contradiction. And tyranny, of course, hates humour. It hates being laughed at because it is in reality fragile, because it is a lie. This is true in religion as well as politics. Truth does not have to tolerate abuse, but it can always survive dissent by its very nature, because the truth will out. What we see in the gospel passage here is a preference for totalitarianism and an unjust dismissal of the other. Not even a kangaroo court, but a verdict arrived at without benefit of even a show trial. Much though we might like to think of this as an alien experience in good old Blighty, as the reserve of foreign dictatorships, etc., we increasingly via social media see abuse, rancid prejudice and deplatforming. In a society increasingly and deliberately divided, folk listen only to those who agree with them, and increasingly we find that lobby groups in government, corporations, educational establishments and media outlets manage the news, set themselves up as judge and jury, criminalise anyone who questions their conclusions and demonises them. The mere audacity to hold a different opinion, as Catholics often do, leads to secular damnation. We may recall the times in the history of this island when the only platform Catholics were granted was the scaffold. So we have to answer the question in our own time. Are you a Galilean? And if that means a follower of Jesus, a lover of the truth, a defender of justice against the tyrannies of institutional wickedness, then there is only one response. Today's spiritual exercise. Read an account, perhaps online, of one of the English martyrs, for example, St. Cuthbert Mayne.